Welcome to my podcast, Stories at Will. Thank you for finding me. My name's William Lewis. I've got two distinctly adult stories for you this week. After hearing the first one, you'll never look at an onion in the same way again. It's called An Onion Named Desire. I knew she wanted me. I saw the way she looked at me. You can always tell, can't you? It didn't bother me that she'd put her hand on a few of the others first, squeezed and fingered them. I knew she'd come back to me. And she did. Picked me up, felt me, placed me in her bag. I was safe there. I knew I was the chosen one. Well, yes, she picked up a few of the others too. But I knew that this was really about me. The way she held me, as she lowered me into the darkness, her delicate fingers around my skin. The others, well, they were just dropped in to make up the numbers, weren't they? I knew what would happen next. I knew she would come for me, and I would surrender to her. I couldn't wait. As soon as we got back to her place, she reached for me, picked me out of the bag, yes, me. She placed me on the board in front of her. She was wearing white, the straps around her neck and the ties around her waist, ready for the ritual in which I would play my part. Her left hand held me still in a firm, confident grasp, whilst her right hand used the blade to take off my top and my lower bits. Her fingers then removed my brown coat. There was no tenderness, but I hadn't expected any. There never is tenderness when desire is unleashed. I lay there, naked, on the board as she looked at me. I was ready for her. I knew she was ready for me. She picked up the blade again and sliced into me, quick, regular movements again and again, until I was in tiny pieces, my inner parts opened for her. Then, into the pan, with a stir and a shake and a sizzle, with those muscly meat boys, then tomatoes, mushrooms, garlic, herbs, pepper. She mixed us together. There was no holding back. We shared our juices. And then the red wine. To be honest, that stings a bit at first on my raw bits, but I did quite like it. What a party. She bent over to sniff me. She spooned up my sauce and sucked it into her mouth. She looked at me. She licked her lips. Then pasta from the next door pan. Those guys are boring, I always think. It's like they're invited just to bulk us out a bit, as if we need that. No one tastes like us. I knew what was happening next. I couldn't wait. She spooned me onto a plate, then lifted me up, blew her sweet breath over me, and put me into her mouth, on her tongue. I was so excited. I gave myself to her, set free my best flavors and textures. She held me there, until I could bear it no longer, and then, she swallowed me. I must have nodded off, all the excitement, but I remember a journey in the dark, sudden daylight, and a splash of water, and another journey. Some days later, I was free to start again. What would I be this time? Another vegetable? No, I think a melon. Yes, that's it, a melon. I could almost feel already the cool spoon scooping the seeds from my sweet flesh. In our next adult story, a rather innocent young man meets a woman who is seriously into S&M. It's called Why Keep a Cat and Stroke Yourself. Do you like touch? She said. Well, yes, I said. It was a first date. You know, touching, stroking, kissing. Here's a touch, she said, and biffed me on the nose. The blood ran over my lips, my chin, and dripped into my mojito. "Ouch," I said. "I wasn't expecting that." "Do you want to come back with me?" she said. "Well, maybe," I said. I did like her hair. "Come on then," she said. We got a taxi. She had a basement flat. I followed her in. It was quite dark in there. I waited by the door. "Come on," she said. "It's okay." She led me across to a sort of fence on the far wall. "Take your clothes off," she said, "and put this on." She handed me a brown leather jockstrap. It had a small silver chain attached to it. "Shall I keep my boxer shorts on?" I said. "You won't need those," she said. I undressed and put on the jockstrap. The first time I put it on upside down and had to do it again. "Come over here," she said, "and stretch your arms out." She picked up two lengths of pink rope and stood close in front of me. She tied each of my wrists to the fence so that I was facing her with my arms outstretched. "Very nice," she said, which I thought was kind of her after my mistake with the jockstrap. "Have you ever done this before?" she said. "Done what?" I said. "I did have a girlfriend year before last, but she never tied me to a fence. She liked tortoises, as a matter of fact." "Never mind that now," she said. "Keep still." She attached a couple of small metal clamps to my nipples. They each had a wire attached to them. "I'm not sure about this," I said, "and it's quite painful, to be honest." "It's fine," she said. "It soon goes off." "Thank you," I said, "if you're sure." "Stay there," she said. "Keep still." She walked across to the other side of the room. I heard a buzz and a sharp, intense tingling sensation went through my body. Actually, I began to twitch about a bit too. "Well done," she said. "That'll do for now." The buzzing stopped. She took the clamps from my nipples, but not the pink ropes from my wrist. "Any chance of a cup of tea?" I said. "You won't need tea," she said. "At least not yet. Playtime isn't over yet." I wasn't sure what she meant, but I soon found out. To be honest, what happened next is a bit of a blur. But I seem to remember she put a hard red gag in my mouth, and then there was some whipping, some caning, and she did something unpleasant with the jockstrap chain. Afterwards, she laid me on her bed and wrapped me in a warm towel. "Sorry about the snake and the spider," she said. "Maybe a bit much for your first time." Next morning, I decided not to see her again and bought a cat. Hope you enjoyed those two stories for grown-ups. I'll be putting new stories on Stories at Will every week or so. That's all for this time. Find me again soon at Stories at Will. This is William Lewis, looking forward to reading for you next time.